On the show today, we have PRIT Credit Union Services' very own Aaron Hicks and Trent Henson. They're both here talking about the value of assessments, technology assessments, operations assessments, all making sure that your credit union is up to par when it comes to the latest technology and streamlined operations, because we all know we're in a fast-paced environment, especially when it comes to technology. So Aaron and Trent were here to tell us all about how they work with credit unions and their assessment plans and how valuable it is and how much a success it can be as well. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have the fine folks from PRIT Credit Union Services with us today. And before we get into the topic, let's do some quick introductions. Right below us is Aaron Hicks from PRIT. Aaron, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us, Mike.
You are welcome. You're welcome. And then right next to me is none other than Mr. Trent Henson as well. Trent, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you as well for having us. These
are
fun to
do. Yeah, yeah. Oh, always happy to have you guys on, because you guys are movers and shakers in the industry, especially in the technology sector. And today we're talking about assessments, which could mean a lot of things here. But when it comes to credit unions, we'll talk about that. So, Aaron, I wanted to maybe, and Trent, you two can chime in, is kind of set the table here as far as what assessments, what does it exactly mean for a credit union? Because it can mean many things in many different areas. But Aaron, I'll let you start out with assessments, and what exactly do we mean here for a credit union?
Wonderful. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
When we consider an assessment for a client, it's really to help level set, to understand the current state. I won't say like state of the union, but understand what exists today. And oftentimes we have a more focused or honed in assessment, but we have specifically an infrastructure and operations assessment where we look at the holistic picture of the organization, including the technology, the infrastructure, but also how the operations of the credit union are working and aligning with the technology, ensuring that the strategic goals and the business value that the credit unions are trying to accomplish is being met by what they are implementing, what's in place today, and how they can continue to evolve and grow to meet their member needs. Then we have a more focused assessment that might be a technology assessment, and it just looks at the technology related to the credit union and how it's configured, how everything is connected, how it's working well, or maybe how there's some opportunities for improvement. Mm-hmm. And we oftentimes find a number of findings or recommendations that come from that. And Trent is fabulous. He's one of the resources that assists with the assessments. And he will find a way, and he ties in the business value. So the credit union really knows at the end of the day, taking this step will help move you in this direction, and this is the value you can expect. But like Trent was out with a client, and I'm sure he'll be able to chime in and share a little bit today. But it was more focused around their VDI environment and how they can continue to improve and make sure that they're addressing issues or needs as they come up. So that's a little bit about assessments.
Okay. And what would prompt a credit union to say, oh my gosh, we need an assessment here, especially on the technology side? Trent, I'll let you answer this one as well. So what would prompt a credit union go, hey, you know what? We're might be a little behind the times here as far as technology. Well, who isn't with technology these days? But what would prompt a credit union go, hey, you know what? I think we need a little assessment here.
Well, the obvious prompts, I think, are the same for any industry, not just credit unions. Something is broken.
Yeah.
I can't get my job done. I can't move forward. What do I do to fix that? How do I remediate and move into something that is productive? However, there's also kind of a subtle, almost intangible thing. And I like to call it the language barrier between IT and the business.
Yeah.
I've often used a term, technobabble and geek speak, which actually is probably my native language. Is how IT talks. And then the business I refer to as speaking human. So not knowing what the issue is, not knowing what is being described to me on the business side, and you have really good IT people, and they are explaining it very technically, but I can't put those things together to understand how this is going to help my members and how it will help my business. So one of the things that we do is have those conversations, try to bridge that gap, try to translate between the business and IT so that we're all on the same page. Then look at where are you right now? Let's figure out what the gaps are so we can start moving you forward, not tactically, but strategically. It's not what is the next step for this year. It is what are the strategic steps for the next 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the value in the assessment.
Okay, gotcha. You just set me up for my next question, Trent. Thank you so much for that. And I'm going to turn back to you, Aaron, before we get to the work that you just did at a credit union. But Aaron, share with me the value of an assessment here, because obviously it keeps everybody up to date. It fixes whatever was broken, like Trent alluded to. So share with me the value of these assessments here, because it sounds like it really kind of keeps everybody up to par, if you will.
It does. It aligns everybody with what the current state is, where there's opportunities to your jumping off point, right? Mm-hmm. So we know today we are here and this is where we're going to get to. And so the roadmap, which comes at the culmination of the assessment, but comes and maps out, this is where you are today, this mm-hmm. is where you're trying to go, and here's some major milestones that are going to help you get there and how you can phase through them based on resources, right? Sometimes there's internal resources, there's financial constraints, but how you want to step through it is at the speed and choice of the credit union. It's mm-hmm. it's not for us to determine, but we map it out in a way where you can know there's overlapping initiatives can be in place here, this you'd want to do before this one. So the value is really determining the path forward and aligned with the credit union's goals. It's not a cookie cutter solution. Every credit union is meeting different needs and at a different phase in maturity and where they are from a technology and an infrastructure perspective.
Yeah. I think every assessment is very unique to the credit union's needs. And speaking of credit unions, okay, so I'm really anxious to get to like an example here, Trent, because as Aaron just said, you were just on site at a credit union. So can you share with us, you know, maybe not exactly what you did, but just share with an example of how you helped out this particular credit union with an assessment?
Well, I will start with, it's not just me. We are a CUSO. We are a company. We have a whole team. So thank you for the faith in saying you, but it is us. It is we.
Thank you, Trent.
We've grown pretty good at doing this, I think. So I did just return from a credit union last night, actually. They're up in North Texas. Union Square mm-hmm. is the credit union.
Okay.
We did that initial assessment for Union Square. I believe it was in 2018, maybe. I'd have to look at my dates, but let's say it's around 2018. To identify those gaps, to identify where are you, what are your needs. Visually, we call this a three-legged stool. The three legs are people, process, and technology. Mm-hmm. And the business is what's sitting on top of the stool.
Gotcha.
So I could buy a bunch of technology, but if I don't know how to use it, if I don't have processes, if my people aren't trained, that leg grows, the business topples because it's out of balance.
Okay.
So we did that kind of assessment at Union Square and put them on a strategic path. Roll forward, now we're in 23. They move forward on the remediation. They close the gaps. They implemented some technologies like virtual desktops for all of their users so they can support their members inside or outside of the credit union. Mm-hmm. They can do things outside of the credit union that was really not easy, sometimes not possible to do before they went through this strategy to make the change and implement some of these tools.
Okay.
So I got to go out there the last couple of days, tour some of their branches, watch the frontline work using these virtual desktops, watch the FSRs, watch the back office, talk to them, see what their happiness is, really. I just want to know, is there anything that you would do different?
Really?
And it was really, really great to see the difference from when we first did that assessment and where they are today, and how happy they are as a client. And seeing, you know, frontline, it's a simple thing to watch someone on the front line service a member, scan their driver's license, scan the check, part of normal frontline mm-hmm. activities. Seeing that same thing work, being on a virtual desktop and them not even knowing that they're on a virtual desktop, they still service the member the same way. That was great to see, because that virtual desktop isn't just for the frontline. It's for the whole organization. So Union Square can go out to their SEG. They can go out in the community. They can do transactions. They can open accounts. They can help, I would say, with everything except cash. I haven't figured out how to have a portable ATM machine drug around with you. So probably not cash yet, but everything else. All of that came from the assessment, identifying the gaps, building a roadmap, and helping mature the credit union forward. That's just one example of many that we've been blessed enough to be able to help.
And I bet that that or the original assessment back in 2018, as you're talking, Trent, I'm thinking about all the, you know, all the digital acceleration that we went through during the pandemic. I bet that original assessment really came in handy during 2020 and 2021. So, I mean, I don't know if you can talk to that, but I think it probably laid some solid groundwork for them, you know, going into 2023, like you just said, coming out of it.
Well, many, many organizations made massive changes because of the pandemic. Yeah, thought, you know, who would have planned? One of the values of an assessment, though, is not just to do the assessment as a point in time and work for years in the future. The best value of an assessment is to do that initial assessment to know where we are. Let's draw the line. Let's build the roadmap. Mm-hmm. But then reassessing as we go and always having at least a 3-month outlook so that we keep the assessment in line with the business needs. And it works really well. So rather than that static thing that we're looking at from 5 years ago, we're looking at one that has been refreshed each year. So we have an ongoing and evolving plan.
Yeah, I think you almost have to do that today with the speed of technology, Aaron. Like, I mean, because we're all like,
right,
our heads are spinning how fast, you know, these fintechs are popping up left and right. So, I mean, how do you guys handle that aspect of it with the speed of today? Because you mentioned that, you know, this is kind of a 3-year cycle, I guess, or you know, a lot of times, you know, there's 100 new fintechs that pop up in 3 minutes, it seems like. So how do you guys handle that with the assessment?
So, I mean, from an organization perspective, we have, I am always in awe of the team that we have and how they're always keeping us up to date and our own curiosities around what's new in the industry, what's new from a technology perspective. Yeah. We never, I won't say never, it's not our goal to recommend a new shiny thing for the shiny thing's sake, but there has to be the business value and tied back to the need of the organization, and we want it to work well. We don't want to deploy something that we don't have a high confidence with, that's going to meet the need and do it in a successful way based on the criteria that exists in the organization. Mm-hmm. But Trent brought up a great point that while we do an assessment and we look about 3 years out from a roadmap, it is that continuous improvement. It's revisiting it on a yearly basis to make sure that where you're headed is still where you want to go, and that the path forward, technology is not always defined, but the intent of what that business value is going to be met by the technology that's selected. And that's really what's key.
Yeah. Best laid plans, as they say.
Right.
So yeah, you got to have that for sure, or else you're going to be chaotic. You know, it's just going to be, like you said, those shiny objects, you're going to be so distracted by all these things. You're not going to get anything done. All right, let's get to the benefit message here. I think we all know the answer here, but I just want to get your guys' take on kind of the benefit message of here of an assessment. Cause I think in today's game, I think they're so, so vital. So yeah. So Aaron, I'm going to let you go again. Get your take on the benefit message here of an assessment.
So the true crux of it is alignment in the organization. So often we have business units that have goals that there is alignment, but without that holistic vantage point and that view, you don't know that you can all be working in the same direction, and there ends up being silos at times in organizations. And so there is oftentimes the benefit that comes out of the assessment is, hey, we're all trying to do this. And look, if we all move in the same direction together, we can accomplish this as a team instead of each department taking a piece or potentially having overlap of tools. It helps with streamlining as well, because we see a lot of, what do we call them, Trent? Organically grown ecosystems, but
yes,
you just keep layering on new tools to meet new needs. And there's not always closing the loop and saying, okay, well, we don't need this one anymore. Let's remove the complexity. And it adds to the technology team's burden. But Trent, go ahead. You can chime into Mike's initial, the value piece, if you want to chime in on your portion.
Yeah, absolutely. I will talk about value a little bit differently. We are a CUSO. We are from the credit union industry. Aaron has been in the credit union industry far longer than I have. I came from the enterprise space, oil and gas and healthcare, and moved into this one. Having that knowledge, having that understanding of how a credit union supports their members is a key part of that business to IT alignment and the value. So you heard me mention earlier the three-legged stool, people, process, technology, with the business on top. Part of that is they all need to be in balance, but they also need to be in balance in different areas, specifically financial. So it's one thing to come from the enterprise space and pick the Rolls-Royce version of every shiny new thing and have a huge price tag. Well, maybe for oil and gas, that made sense at some time, but that's not how we approach credit unions.
Right.
We approach credit unions by also looking at what they have from a cost and a budget standpoint. We found an average of 37 to 54 basis points are attributed to IT. If we say what IT actually is and mm-hmm. not just dump everything in the IT bucket,
yeah.
But understanding that and then helping the credit union through an assessment also look at what is rolling off of depreciation this year. How does your amortization change? What assets are you carrying on your balance sheet right now? Because that very well may fund a lot of the new technologies that you need to meet your goals mm-hmm. and not have to inflate your budget.
Yep.
So understanding how credit unions work, who they serve and why has come in, I think, to show a tremendous amount of value in starting with an assessment. Because if you jump in and try to fix something that you don't know the root cause, you're likely just putting another Band-Aid on a stack of many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And we don't want that for sure, especially in today's day and age. And I'm glad you guys brought up that point because this affects, I mean, we're all not stuck in the server room anymore. This affects the entire organization, you know? So, mm-hmm. so this is a very holistic, if you will, venture. So yeah, so this is so, so important. And kind of my last question here is what's the big goal here? What do you guys want to achieve? Obviously we want to help credit unions serve their members better in a technology sense and all the other aspects that a credit union does. But Aaron, I see you nodding your head, you know, so what do you guys want to achieve? What's the big goal here with these assessments that you want credit unions to walk away with?
Well, I think you almost asked two different questions there. So one is we do want to support credit unions. We're sure. Trent has said we're CUSO, we're here to add that value. But a lot of our credit union partners, what we've seen or what we've found is they are so busy in the day-to-day that they often cannot keep up with the changing technology as far as how can I do this better, different? They're just used to doing things a certain way. And I think that being able to partner with the credit unions and even oftentimes have a conversation or if they can tap on us and leverage us for some type of skill set, whether it could be a project, it could be just a conversation. A lot of times Trent and I are in conversations with credit unions that are just needing to bounce some ideas mm-hmm. off of a partner that just knows a little bit more about something that maybe is a new technology in their environment. That's really where I think Trent and I specifically, we get a ton of joy out of it, is just elevating the industry as a whole. So
I like that.
Go ahead, Trent.
Yeah, I like that. I like you get joy out of elevating. That says it all right there for sure. Trent, I want to get your take on it because you just experienced that joy just, you know, a day or so ago at that credit and seeing what you guys helped them with succeed. So, and it's working.
I did. And I was so happy to be there and do that. My goal is to help all of the credit union, the whole team, from the front line to the executive staff, have the same breath of fresh air that I did when I was introduced to the credit union space, removing the fear and taking them out of the fear zone. So you have the comfort zone that most mm-hmm. of us live in. Mm-hmm. Going outside of that is the fear zone before you get to the growth zone. I would love to take all the people involved with the credit unions out to the fear zone and make all of those things part of their growth zone, seeing them not worry about technology, because the reality is they're not financial institutions that use technology anymore.
Yeah.
Credit unions right. are technology institutions that provide technical service. So, or financial services,
yep.
their understanding and sometimes confusion on understanding all the different things, the shiny new things, the tried and true things all together, slows things down. And that's where those silos and organically grown systems come from. So I would like to take them through that fear zone and see the value of how we can support our members, how we don't have to worry and have sleepless nights about all this technology stuff, all the bits and bytes. It just works to support my members.
Yeah,
that's
no
my
doubt.
Goal.
I love it. Let's go on an adventure.
Exactly. And you guys' experience, and coupled all that with your experience and what you have seen over the years, you know what works and what doesn't work. So you really kind of have that that expertise for the credit union at the ready. So, and a lot of times, like, and you said it really well, Aaron, that they kind of get sometimes stuck in their silos, you know, and they may not know what will work better until maybe somebody points it out to them and say, hey, you know what, maybe that manual task that you've been doing for the last 30 years, we can automate that or do something like that, you know? So, I mean, I know Absolutely. That's an extreme, but yeah. So, I mean, we've all heard stories like that. So yeah. So you guys kind of come in and spread that joy, if you will. And like Trent said, yeah, that take that fear out of it and then you guys can grow from it. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add here? Oh my gosh, I love this stuff. Anything else, Aaron, any final thoughts here?
No, I think we really appreciate the time, Mike. I appreciate you having a conversation with us and we look forward to connecting with you again.
Indeed, indeed. Trent, anything to add from your end as well?
It's always awesome doing these sessions with you, Mike. I don't have anything to add. You've covered it all so well.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate your time, your expertise, and your insights. And we look forward to the next chat. Well done.